Blog Talk Radio.
I read the news today, oh boy, about a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw his photograph. Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to our very special edition, or not so special edition, of the Swag Rag Review, the Willamette Weekly. Had to bring you back and schedule a part two to yesterday's part one in the recollection review of times past to bring you up to speed so that you have a sensibility towards things and things to come. And being that the day out of time is just right around the bend, we thought we would commemorate the very unique alternative to most of your special events and entertainment driven fetishes today with a day out of time reminder. The day out of time reminder. And we must needs do so from the perspective of the Swag Rag. This is the award that the Willamette Week gave itself. And if you look at page 43 of the Swag Rag Review, you'll note that the Willamette Week is choosing July 25th of all days to encourage your advertisement and your space reservation into the very best of Portland edition. In this case is an entire vertical, 3-inch column on page 43, which is lime green, and at the bottom there is a screaming lunatic of a Mexican wrestler who's white as white can be with a very large sombrero. And I find it rather interesting that they would choose July 25th, the day out of time, and then mock the Mexican southern flavored view towards what apparently is becoming a very catchy day out of time and has been obscured by the sarcasm of the 1260 corporate culture vultures who have also chosen this particular edition. This is the edition dated July 18th to review Batman and Spider-Man and all of your superhero movies that are hitting the big screen. And on the cover is our man, Mayor Adams. And Mayor Adams, the Mayor Adams A-Team review is a very favorable review of a man who's gone a great distance, who was hammered at the beginning of his office and managed to weather the storm of critique and other harsh, opinionated peoples towards his personal life. And so we had to schedule a second follow-up to yesterday's because this is great stuff. It's great stuff. You know, when you're making an impact, when the powers that be covet your time. You know, when they covet the holy days and obscure those unique or those distinct days of commemoration with holiday wit, and not so witty at that, but holiday jest, then you know that you're onto something good. These are the clowns who have been obscuring your Planet Art Network perspective. And these are the same clowns that stand to usurp your garden culture economy should OCTA be voted into law come November 6, 2012, but in this case, my birth, November 6, 1969. So once again, your host, needless to say, Pan Asian 57, in this case, sponsored by Keen 52, as we are still in the cosmic moon, and that's the 13th moon at that, and that's the real-time, natural time review. And it looks as though we are poised for some big action, that the synchronic order is definitely hardwired to values that shape and mold the third dimensional world of appearances. And in this case, we're going to vote on the garden culture economic future on my birthday. And in this case, I have the last laugh, because essentially I've paid the dues and have gone a great distance into you the real deal, while the rest are proselytizing and banking a pretty penny at my expense. So we have yet to make the grade, but I trust that this voice will be heard, and not sometime 400 years from now, but in the very near future, as we turn up the heat. And in so turning up the heat, we have gone batshit with our dark night and the colorful past, which will crash the course of those who are jumping my train. And in this case, my train of thought is in bringing you back to the role that the Willamette Week played in essentially discrediting our efforts in 99. We had received press from some news coverage at the time. Jose and Lloydine Arguez were based in Brightwood, and we established the Urban Art Education Gallery off of 6th and Flanders in Northwest, and in this case, everybody was jumping on the bandwagon to play liaison and to represent. And in the course of representing, we had a great deal of fallout. And the Willamette Week played an instrumental role in essentially mocking our contribution to the art cultured scene, and to the contribution that we made on behalf of the Planet Art Network when we presented the Day Out of Time at Pioneer Portland Square. And in this case, we did that 5 years in a row, 4 or 5 years in a row. I'll probably use a little recap in my time frame there, but know that we did present the Banner of Peace. We did present the 13 Moon Counterchange plan to both Mayor Vera Katz and the Chief of Police at the time. And shortly thereafter, and with a big blowout of great fun and what have you, we had the Willamette Week make every effort to destroy our little peace movement. And in the course of destroying our little peace movement, they chose myself and my dimensional double, Justin Toomby. But the two of us interviewed with a reporter from the paper, and they chose to make us out to be, fools and crack folks that would suggest that you run to the hills for the Y2K event, which was a luminous horizon of ambiguity and angst and what have you. Most people claim that the Y2K event never did happen, although we spent more money on that event than we did on national defense that year. We know that Y2K was a belated 911, and it was shortly after Y2K that 911 occurred. And in the big scheme of things, those who are running the show, the big bankers and and the, if you want to call them the Illuminati or the Skull Society or the corporate barons and the Vatican and what have you, they always slip up by choosing the wrong date, or and they always inform you prior to by choosing the right date. So in this case, the most recent blunder and most obvious slip up was when Obama chose to celebrate the martyr of Osama bin Laden. And he did that this year, May 1st, on Beltane, and waving his colors and what have you, in claiming that they had killed the famous 911 plotter, and that what a great victory it was to finally put to rest this outlaw who was the mastermind behind 19 hijackers who would crash into the Twin Towers and send another kamikaze plane to direct the Pentagon. Well, now the cat's out of the bag, and we know that that's not the way it went and not the way it went down. But note how they used the power of 19, that there were 19 hijackers, Islamic hijackers at that, Arabic and what have you, and using the power of 19 to obscure its worth, to obscure its value, to smear the holonomic nature of the law of time. And so time and time again, you will see that there is a characteristic of terrorism. And if you want to resort to the scriptures, you can look into Revelations, you can look into New and Old Testament canons to find those characteristics that bespeak of a very deviant nature. And that deviant nature, or that devil, so to speak, is described as one whose time is short. One whose time is short, meaning essentially that they keep a fictitional reference to the sequence of events, that they keep an artificial standard of measure, and in resorting to that standard of measure, they are holding you accountable for dates missed and for times past when they themselves are perpetuating a myth. And so their time is always short, because you will find them using the clock or using the calendar to manipulate you to your disadvantage and to make a system of diminishing return. You're always having to compromise or to take a deal or to take the proposal, which is always leaving you with less. And in this case, if you go in front of a judge today, and whether you've broken a crime or not, you're always being offered a deal, and the deal is something that's much it's anything less than the standard sentencing guidelines, which are outrageous, and so you're just relieved to get the deal and to get it over with and get it done. So know that these characteristics and that these tacks and tactics of the corporate Christian charter, maritime elements of colonization, that you can absolutely appreciate from the perspective of the 13 Bakhtuns and the harmonic ledger, as you begin to recap the doctrine of discovery and pinpoint the very specific dates that will bring you up to current. And in this case, we're talking about the papal bull of 1582 and Pope Gregory the 13th in establishing the Christian corporate charter of colonization, which is still the charter used by the corporatocracy today in asserting itself and usurping constitutional rights and privileges, resigned for natural born persons and resigned for true citizens, now usurped by corporate interests and preserved by the judicial system. So what we have is a very broken economy of affairs, which is deriving its authority from a fictitious standard of measure, and this 12-month 60-minute hour and the ADD that's associated with that type of manipulation is prevalent in every social form spread throughout the globe. So in hopping over to the Epoch Times, which is coming out of Northern California, this is interesting. We're starting to see this paper circulated throughout the Portland area, Southeast Portland area. And in this particular edition, which is the July 12th through the July 18th edition, they have basically chosen to focus on China and all of the things or all the characteristics that make China out to be, well, to be communist China. And in this case, what we've got on the front page is the riot police that are facing the wrath of China's internet media hound squad and trying to equalize the riot police in essentially roughing citizens. And I didn't read that article, because what caught my attention was the young man who was assaulted as a result of his personal practice, the Falun Gong apparently is quite the rave of China. It's a Qigong practice. It's a spiritual practice. It's a discipline which essentially like Islam or like Thelema or like any of your yogic influences is a daily facet of personal hygiene, mental hygiene, physical aesthetic practice involving the improvement of the body and the mind and giving gentle exercises that encourage you to reflect, to reflect upon yourself and to remember and to essentially understand a little bit more, well, a whole lot more about the dynamism of mind, the characteristics of contemplation and self-reflection, the distinction between the fullness and emptiness of the mind. Which can give you an appreciation for how to best manage your thinking organ within various circumstances, or even better yet, within the cycle of a day. That the cycle of the sun is the absolute regulator of all energy and chi on the earth. So it only makes sense that the cycle of the circadian rhythm and the cycle of mind and body are psychosynchronized to the relationship between the earth and the sun. And in this case, we're saying that there are qualities and characteristics of the physics of telepathy that you can absolutely appreciate and apply on a daily basis, and out of necessity improve the quality of your relationships, the potential for success in your agreements, and to help you avoid fallout and to avoid the crackpot mentality that comes when people are low on energy or tired or grumpy or in pain, essentially. So know that the four watches of time, the net time described in Time in the Technosphere, which is noospheric earth time, is a very elegant way of appreciating the dynamics of time and consciousness, and will give you a roadmap as to how you can best chart your economic affairs today as well. So anyhow, in looking at the epic times in this young man who took two blows to the head during the course of practicing Gong, and he was discussing how the regime of the Chinese Communist government were opposed to the fact that so many people had developed a personal practice and were gathering in thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, and even at one time in Beijing Square to practice Falun Gong. And I asked myself, you know, what is it that opposes a people from developing a personal practice that helps them to stay healthy and helps them to stay connected to each other and to the earth? And I had to look at the common or the characteristics between China and the U.S. in that the U.S. has likewise become a very antagonistic boss to its constituent supportive subjects. And in this case, we've got the executive rogue government, the fascist facet of our executive government, who, like China, does not want you to develop a personal practice from home, nor does it want you to develop a home-based economy that will help you in deprogramming or in deprogramming from their time is money trip and essentially, you know, from getting off and the treadmill of the work week. It's the same that keeps you genuinely evolving into an empowered human being with the ways and means to sustain practice. Everything that we are doing and everything and all the and the attempt to reach out with this channel and with all of the materials that the Foundation of the Law of Time has produced up until now is to assist individuals in becoming empowered navigators or empowered star travelers, if you want to call it that. It's a medicine to the extreme dysfunction, which is absolutely overwhelming you with paperwork and with circumstances that you will never be able to. And so this is what the Willamette Week is opposed to as well. And that might be a far stretch, and I'm going to try to rope that into a proper perspective. The forces that be do not want to cooperate with us. They just want to glean and steal the creative contribution. And being that they're capitalists, they're actually cannibalists in stealing that intellectual property and stealing that momentum. And then they assimilate it, like the Willamette Week is assimilating the day out of time. And not only assimilating the day out of time, but using that to mock Mexican culture and to mock the Southern-flavored contribution to the art demographic of Portland. They're losing their influence. And in losing their, they're doing their damnedest to try to derail us from the full potential of establishing our first planetary world peace. Now, here's how that shapes up. And despite the aloofness of those, you know, at the foundation, we are trying to overgrow that and to grow beyond that and to persevere with the prospects of developing the resources that we need in order to persevere in the disciplines, which are so incredibly phenomenal and so gratifying that you cannot imagine the feeling or the well-being that comes from without serious devotion to them, and daily devotion at that. And without the economy, without the finances to support that, then you are constantly struggling to maintain that quality of wakefulness and that health, that good health, and you find yourself scheming and dreaming and doing your damnedest to try to maintain your potential or your potency for what some people would refer to as enlightenment or mastery or artistic genius. So why this voice has not found its way into your pocketbook, my lord, is beyond me. But Mrs. Robinson knows better, and so we're going to her. You've done checked out on us, and we will, in one way or the other, persevere in maintaining sanity as we do our damnedest to wrap our minds around these circumstances, and in this case, and in any case, we are still here going the greatest distance while your charlatan representatives are keeping us from participating, or doing their best to keep us from participating in the culture that we established through our own merits, ways, and means. And 2/3 of that is showing up, and not just showing up, but showing up in your best of light and doing so under an element of a genuine inspiration. That's quite a catchy phenomenon. How to measure that, how to run that down to is extremely challenging considering all of the distractions today, but we trust that the ledger will reflect that the efforts of yours truly are most deserving of your support in the very near future, because I'm not getting any younger. And although I refuse to get older, the reality behind the human today is that this form does pass over. And in this case, I'm capable of much more than what I've achieved up until now. And I know that there is a life beyond this life, and I like to be fully endowed with skills to get out and stay out. So yes, these are the days of our lives, and apparently we've got about 90 seconds. This is a meditative stab at, from the hip to welcome you all to the Planet Art Network, and to let you know that the day out of time and fairy worlds and photosynthesis and the string cheese incident and all of the groovy Portland Metro are just bubbling over with fun and fun to be had. We got the Super Tramp at the No Fear Zoo come August 10th. We even got the fix, man, and we're gonna fix it. Some of the greatest hits. We've got cats that are coming out of the woods, and we've got people who are going into the woods. We hope that this finds you in a good way, and want to thank you for checking out splashwebs.org, gorgewellness.org, and for dialing up your local Lunar Labor Ready handyman and throwing him a bone on occasion. He needs that. He's a hardworking cat. Know that all change comes from the roots to the shoots to the branches, comes from find it coming from the top down. Stay with us, and thanks again.